Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney. Honest communication is not about being warm and fuzzy, nor is honest communication brutal communication or having to share all your deep, dark psychological secrets. Honest communication is about saying what needs to be said in a timely manner. The problem is, in many organizations, this is not happening. Leaders get surprised and blindsided by issues that they were unaware of. In fact, the big problem is not what people say, it is what they don't say. It is what they leave out. This is why getting that unsaid said is critical to long-term organizational success. After all, you can't fix a problem you don't know about, and you can't implement an idea or recommendation that no one shares. So honest, open communication is critical to the success and the sustainability of that success. I have seen organizations have a good thing going, but then they start to believe that they have all the answers, and they stop being attentive to open communication, where debate and opposing viewpoints are encouraged. Instead, people stop challenging each other, and soon they're starting to go along to get along. And eventually, the competition catches up and the company loses its market share. So here are two key questions to immediately ask yourself about your team and your organization. Number one, how often are people asking questions and debating each other? Number two, how often are people proactively sharing ideas, suggestions, and recommendations? The answer is not often. You might be unaware of a major train wreck that is about to happen due to lack of open, honest communication. If there is one common key attribute among my best clients, it is that they are attentive to honest communication. In fact, they know it needs to be built and worked on every day. Just like exercising and eating right is a never-ending process to good health, honest communication is vital to the continued health of every organization. The question is, how is the health of your organization, and what is your plan to sustain that health? Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.